Zok de Mishnah Vayitra Masechtas Beya, Perik Beis, Mishnah Ches. In the previous Mishnah, we learned three things, three halachis, where Rebbe Gamliel and the Chachamim disagree. Now the Mishnah is going to teach us three halachis, where Rebbe Lazar ben Azariah and the Chachamim disagree. Let's begin our Mishnah. Perik Beis, Mishnah Ches. Shloshet Dvarim, there are three inyonim, three halachis, where Rebbe Lazar ben Azariah matir, Rebbe Lazar ben Azariah says it's mutter, the Chachamim oisrin, the Chachamim say that it's aser. The first one. Perasa, his cow, Yaitza, went out, Biritsua, with a kind of a strap that was supposed to be to make it look nice, Shabain Karnel that was between its horns, and it went out with this on Shabbos. Let's explain that a person is Mitzuva al Shvisas Behemta. That means that a person is not permitted to allow his Behemta to do Malacha on Shabbos. So, if a person's Behemta takes something out to the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, even on its own, technically, the owner is over a mitzvah saseh. Now, just a technical note, if he guides his behemah carrying something, he's over a loy saseh. That's mechamer. But let's say the behemah walks out on its own. So you're mevatel a mitzvah saseh. The Torah says, leman yenuach, your behemah has to rest. The only thing is, there are some things where it's the derech of the behemah to walk out with it during the weekday. And it kind of becomes bottled to the behemah. It's considered a tachshit. Tachshit is an ornament for the behemah. And it would be mutter if we know for sure it's considered a tachshit for the behemah to go out with it on Shabbos. Let's say you have something which guards the behemah. It shouldn't run away. Or it's made to make the behemah look nice. And it's a very common thing that's used to make that behemah look nice. So in that case, it doesn't mean that the behemah is carrying. Just like when a person wears an ornament. That's not called carrying. So this ritzua that was between the horns, Rebbe Lazar ben Azariah considered this a tachshit. The Chachamim did not consider it a tachshit. The Berais in the Gemara says that this para, the emes, didn't really belong to Rebbe Lazar ben Azariah. It was his neighbor's. But because he didn't stop her, therefore Rebbe Lazar ben Azariah is kind of blamed for it. Vayitra Sakta Mishnah, the second of the three things, where Rebbe Lazar ben Azariah held it was mutter and the Chachamim held it was aser. Umekardin es habehema b'yamtiv. He held that umekardin es habehema b'yamtiv. That means you can take a small comb that has iron teeth and you can scratch and kind of comb the behema down with it. Why would I want to do that? To clean the behema from lice, from dirt that's stuck to it. Now, if you're going to use this type of a comb, sometimes you're going to make a wound in the behema. But because he's not mechavein to make a chaburah, to make a wound in the behemah, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah holds its mutter. Because Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah holds like Rabbi Shimon, who says that a davar sheinu mechaven, something you don't intend to do, is mutter. He's not combing to make a chaburah. He wouldn't want the behemah to have a chaburah. It may happen. That's a davar sheinu mechaven. That doesn't have to stop you. The Chachamim, on the other hand, they hold like Rabbi Yehuda, that a davar sheinu mechaven is aser as well. And if there is a concern that you're going to make a chaburah, you can't do it. Vayta, the third thing, the Rebbe Elazar ben Azariah was matir. V'shoichekin, we can grind, es ha-pilpilin, peppers, b'rechayim shalhem, in their grinder. We have already explained earlier in Perik Aleph Mishnah Zayin, that not everything when it comes to preparing food on Yom Tov is mutter. For example, grinding is not mutter. But that's dafka, the type of grinding that's made for many days, like a wheat grinder and so on. But a small little grinder, which doesn't mass produce, it only does a little bit, that's mutter min haTorah. The nature of these peppers are, if you leave them around, after you grind it up, it loses its spice, it loses its tam. So therefore, the Rebbe Elazar ben Azariah allows for us to grind it into their grinder, because we know you're not going to do it for long periods of time, you're not going to do a lot. But the Chachamim still hold its aser. They say, en hachanami, but it still looks like an uvda dechoil, a weekday kind of a thing to do. Maybe you can crush it with other things like we learned earlier, but not with a grinder. Rabbi Yehuda says, ein makardin asabahim ibiyamt. If you can't use that comb with the iron teeth, ibnei sha'isa chabur, it's going to inflict a wound, or it could inflict a wound. And Rabbi Yehuda holds that a davar sheinu mechaven is aser. Avul makartzefin, this means combing with a wooden comb. This wooden comb, its teeth are thick. It doesn't make a chabura. However, the Chachamim say, Ein mekardin, you can't use the comb with the metal teeth, and afloy mekartzefin, not the one with the wooden bigger teeth as well. Well, if it doesn't make a chabura, what's the problem? The answer is, the chacham are geyser. If you're going to let people use the wooden one, they'll come to use the metal one. Lemaisa, we paskel like Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah that you can use the metal one, because we paskel like Rabbi Shimon, who holds a davar shenei meschaven is mutter. The only time Rabbi Shimon will say that you can't do it is if it's a psik resha. Psik resha means it's a kind of situation where, let's see over here, it's not that maybe it'll make a chabura, we're sure it's going to make a chabura. Then you can't do it, even according to Rabbi Shimon. But as long as it's not for sure that you're going to make a chabura, even though there's a chance that you will, it's mutter. That's not what you intend to do. Although we pass him like Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah in regard to the comb, in regard to the ritzua between its horns, and the pepper grinder over there, the halach is like the chachamim, who say that it's aser. So, quickly, chazring over, what do we learn in our Mishnah? We learned Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah holds three things that are mutter, which the chachamim say are aser. One was, he held that his cow can go out with this strap that was between his horns. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah held it was a tachshit, the chachamim say it's not a tachshit. We explained what the Gemara tells us, it wasn't even his own cow, it was his neighbor's cow, but because he wasn't moichet, it's considered his. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah holds, you can use a metal comb, even though it may make a chabura, because he passes like Rabbi Shimon, that a davar shenei meschaven is mutter. He also holds you can grind peppers in their grinder, because we know for sure you'll only do a little at a time. You can't mass produce this, because it loses its taste. The Chacham holds it's asa, because it looks like an uvdu dechayl. Although Rabbi Yehuda says that I agree with the Chacham, you can't use the metal comb. Rabbi Yehuda says you could use a wooden comb. But the Chachamim, they say, Ein makardin afloy makartzefin. They're scared if you let people use the wooden comb, they'll use the metal comb also.